It's Sunday, the 2nd of June, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is called The Geek Son's Third Birthday. And just as a little bit of background, it was written following the Geek Son's third birthday, which was on the 30th of May. I think the geek daughter was more excited about the geek son's third birthday than he was. I could tell she was excited because she woke me up at 5:30 in the morning to make sure that I knew to give him the special birthday badge that she'd made him. And there's a picture of this badge on my blog where she's written, "Happy birthday, I am 3. Pretty well, I think, for a 5-year-old. Some spelling mistakes and she's got the 3 backwards, but she's got the gist of the whole thing. So, awake at 5:30, and again at 6 because she wanted to know where her party dress was, and again at 6:30 to ask if she could have breakfast. And as I'd been up late the night before making sure that all my son's presents were wrapped and everything was ready, I was a bit of a grump about the early wake up, I have to say, but that soon faded away when I managed to wake the birthday boy up and we all sort of got started properly into the day. It worked out really nicely because we'd been invited to the press preview for the new Sea Life Centre in Manchester on the Geek Son's birthday. The only downside was that we had to leave home early in order to get there in time, so we only had time for one present for the Geek Son before we left. But we did get a bit of a bonus because the Sea Life Centre wasn't quite ready for us when we got there, so we were allowed to wait in the Lego Discovery Centre, so we got to play with some Lego whilst we waited. And, you know, to be honest, the kids would probably have quite happily stayed there all day, but then we went into the Sea Life Centre, and I am going to be writing more about this in another blog post, so I won't talk about it too much, but we had a good time, and I've shared a few photos on my blog today of the geek son looking at the fish. After we'd explored the Sea Life Centre, we had time for a quick lunch in the Trafford Centre, and then we headed home, and then there was the small matter of a little pile of presents, which the geek son needed to demolish, and he did pretty well. He's definitely got the hang of presents now, and he ripped all the paper, and he got loads of cars, and was a very, very happy boy. He had a lovely time. We had a small tea party just for local family and a few friends, a small group of kids, all of very mixed ages, but they all played nicely together, and we did a very simple tea of sandwiches and cheese and pineapple on sticks, which went down very well. My mum made a lovely birthday cake in the shape of a number 3. The geek son tried very hard to blow the candles out. He didn't quite have enough puff, so he had a bit of help from his older cousin, but you know, he tried hard. He knew what he was supposed to be doing. He was having a lovely time. And all too soon the day was over, and leaving us all just flumped on the sofa feeling very tired. So I'm still kind of getting used to my youngest child being 3. We're kind of coming out of the toddler phase into the preschool phase. So happy birthday, my little man. I think we had a good day. You can find more audio versions of my blog at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and the full blog is available at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you very much for listening.